Can you tell me your name, please?
My name is Arklinder Waldo Ronyo. I had lost my passport, and I tried to renew it, and I was told by the passport office they never issued me with a passport.
So you lost your passport, and you already had a passport. How long did you have a passport for? When was your first ever passport?
My first passport was in 1975.
And you came to this country when?
59.
From Antigua.
From Antigua, yes.
Which was at the time under British rule.
It was, yes.
It wasn't independent.
It didn't come independent until 1981, November.
Yes. So, you applied for a passport that you already had, and then you was told by the passport office...
that they never issued me with a passport.
Okay. So, what did they ask for you from that point? Did they ask you to prove anything, or did they just say, no, you haven't got one?
No, I had to go to the Commission of Oaths. They didn't give me a time frame. So the Commission of Oaths took longer than what they anticipated, but we did finally get all the evidence we required, and it was sent off.
Okay, and did you have any support from any, like, MPs or anything during that time?
No.
Okay. So... then what happened in 2005?
2005 is when I applied for my passport.
Okay, and then what happened in 2018?
2018, I had to go to the Home Office to be deported.
So you, from 2005 to 2018, you did everything that was asked of you by the passport office and then the Home Office. You provided them with evidence. You was married. You had been married and lived in this country. You owned a house and everything. And you were also asked to do jury service, but they still denied the fact that you were a British citizen who ever owned a British passport. And then they tried to deport you in 2018.
That's correct. So when I went to the Home Office... I sat there for nearly 2 hours,
yeah,
or thereabouts, and the security guard came up to me and asked me what I was there for, and I explained. And he took me to the front desk, he looked on the computer, and I wasn't on the computer. So the guy who was manning the computer took all my information and said, don't worry, go home, and someone will get back to you.
Okay, and what is it that your daughter did the night before? Because you were featured in a newspaper.
My daughter got hold of Amelia Gentleman, who then asked me for an interview, which I gave.
Okay, so how did it feel being put in that position?
How would anyone feel being put in that position, being in this country for such a long period of time? And then all of a sudden denied access, which is rightfully yours, is your passport. Yeah. I felt frightened. I was... I was devastated. No, I had a mortgage to pay. I had my wife to look after. Fortunately, my children had grown up. I had grandchildren. I had expected so much of me. So it was a matter of keeping my head down, staying in my one job that I had since that applied.
Okay. And I just wonder, when did you get your passport?
I got my passport in 2018. A Home officer called Richard Foster phoned me the following day. That was the day after I'd been to the Home Office. And he said, Mr. Romeo, you are a British subject. And so I said, can I have a white paper, A4 paper with a government seal to confirm that I was a British subject? He then said, yes. And then I said, what about my passport? He says, well, what we do, we get one of our top passport officials to look for it. It was, I can't remember if you call her name. But she looked for it, and within days, she found my passport. She also found my mother's passport, which I came here on in 1959.
Okay. So you came here in 1959 as a 4-year-old boy. This is all you know. Have you ever been back to Antigua?
No.
So this is the only home you knew, and they tried to deport you?
That's right.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me.